Secondly, God says, I will forgive your sins. It's important to realize that Christ paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future. But in order to experience this forgiveness, we need to receive it. And it is only as we are humble and turn from our wicked ways that we will be in a position to receive what has been offered. It's like having a bank account with $1 million in it. And you go, woohoo, that's my bank account. And it's loaded with $1 million. But it doesn't do you any good if you don't have a bank card and draw that money out. You have to receive that money for that money to do any good for you. If you just leave it that way, it does nothing for you. All the forgiveness in the world had been made available to you. More forgiveness than we could ever possibly need. But if it will sit there unused, if we don't confess our sins and receive it, and you can be completely forgiven today. Completely. Some of you are carrying such heavy guilt and shame. You carried it all last year. You've been carrying it for many years. Hey, you can be forgiven today if you will receive the gift of God's forgiveness. It's incredible. Lastly, he will heal our land. What does that mean? What does it mean for our land to be healed? I believe that what needs healing is anything that is not in line with the character and the heart of Jesus. So carnality and sensuality and lack of faith in our land needs healing. A lack of interest in the things of God needs healing. The surprising apathy and distractedness of God's people needs healing. The low amount of concern for others, especially the poor, needs healing. People who are far from God need healing. Our unbalanced love for money needs healing. And those who are humble and who pray and who seek the face of God and turn from their wicked ways will experience these healings and many more. And if we remain humble and understand our identity as God's people, I believe that God will redeem things in our lives. He will heal them. He will carry them on to completion. So one of the things I like to do at this first Sunday of the year is I like to imagine what I believe God's going to do in our lives this year and as a church. I wonder what kind of healing, what kind of restoration, what kind of redemption is he going to bring in our lives as a church? And as I look forward to 2024, I'm excited about the things I believe are going to happen. We're going to see God renew and fulfill some great things among us. So I just want to focus on 7 of them right now. For the next hour and a half, I just want to focus on 7 things. Don't. I'll zip. First, this is the year when we'll finish our Room to Grow campaign. This campaign started in 2021. I know. Woo! Amen. This campaign started in 2021. We decided that in addition to our regular giving, we were going to give $1.5 million to purchase a piece of land on the southwest corner of Sylvan Lake. Oh, you've been so faithful in giving toward this project. Some of you came late to the party. I mean, this was like a long time ago. This was like right when COVID was here. That thing, remember that thing that happened all those years ago? You came late to the party, but you still want to participate. You still want to be a part of the community here. There's only 200,000 left to raise, to pay that whole thing off. It's incredible. Well done. So I'm asking you, will you participate in meeting this goal? Will you join with others who have already given over $1 million? Will you invest in the future of God's work through ACC? You can find one of these books, these Room to Grow books are at the back there, and it kind of describes, you say, what is this Room to Grow thing and how can I be a part of it? Well, you can find it in there. There's lots of great information. The Room to Grow campaign had several purposes behind it. We wanted to grow in our sacrifice. We wanted to be able to give more to God. And we can all grow in that. I can grow in that. I want to continue to grow in that. We can grow in our influence. We want to be a positive impact in this town. We want to make a difference. We want to grow in our faith. We want to trust God more. And he's doing this. Believe me. He is moving us forward in our faith. We want to grow in our space. We just wanted to have more seats. We started a Thursday night service to try and help, you know, get more people. We had like over 1,000 people here on Christmas Eve, and we had chairs, 5 services. We had chairs in the lobby. So I think of our youth. Man, they are, Michael have 80 to 100 kids here on Wednesday nights. And we have that little fellowship hall. That's their gym. And this is their gym. And that classroom over there is their gym. My office, I suppose, could be their gym if you wanted to. They just need a gym is what they need, space. And so many great things are happening. But anyway, thank you for hanging in there through this project. I'm excited to see what God will open, what doors God will open for us as we complete this campaign. The building team has been working hard at navigating the development of the land, even though it's been a slow process, slower than maybe we want it to be, but they've kept their focus sharp. A second way, Michael mentioned this a little bit earlier, a second way that God is going to bring more healing to us is that we're going to memorize more of God's word together this year. We're just going to do this. Like, we're going to hide more of his word in our hearts. There's this movement, like Michael said, this movement happening. It's awesome. Different people come up to you, I'm just memorizing this. Or I hear about this other small group, they're memorizing this. Or these people are learning this verses, and it's just outstanding. Guys, when we hide God's word in our hearts, how can a young man keep his way pure, Scripture says? By hiding God's word in his heart. Do you want to be pure? Yeah, good one. I mean, this is how we know, this is how we can get wisdom where we wouldn't normally have it. We get comfort when we're struggling with pain. Memorizing scripture has saved my life, guys. That's not, I'm not just saying that. That's not hyperbole. This is the truth. There were days when I was at my worst, my lowest, and you think bad thoughts. Some of you think these bad thoughts. And I'd say, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk and quote my verses. Whatever it was, Mark or Ecclesiastes or Ephesians, wherever I was memorizing at the time. And I'd go for a walk, and I'd quote verses, and I'd come back again, and my situation hadn't changed, but the edge had come off, and I had hope again. Save my life! God's word teaches us about our Lord Jesus. Anyway, boy, I could talk about this. That's another sermon. We'll leave that for another time. Michael will be talking about this in a couple weeks, but I just want you to consider memorizing something this year from God's word. Pick a psalm. Memorize that this year. See what God does. Third, we're going to share more with those who are in need. This is great, man. This is where the heart of God is. He is with the poor. And when we're with the poor, we're with God, doing what he's doing. Last year, because of your generosity, we were able to give over $35,000 through Mercy Connect to help those in need. And those needs are not diminishing. They're growing. More and more people are falling on hard times, and it's in the heart of God to reach out to them in generosity and kindness. It just is. You want to know what to do with your money this year? Put it somewhere in your budget line. Help the poor. Somewhere. Maybe it's 1% of your income. Help the poor fund. Hey, it's a good call. Pastor Heather and Crystal are going to use the money you donate this year to help these people from whom God loves so much. Fourth, we're going to make partner with those who are making massive differences around the world. We're going to continue to support Pastor Justin in Uganda as he shares the gospel with thousands in his crusades and even more with his radio ministry. See, while we sit here in our service in Sylvan Lake in the snow, in the cold, and we wonder why people aren't coming to Jesus around us maybe like we'd like them to, our support for Pastor Justin has meant that thousands have come to Jesus in Uganda last year. I'm not exaggerating. These are true numbers. And thousands more will as we continue to share with what we have with them. Paul and Chantal will continue to bless the Rohingya people in Southeast Asia. We gave $13,700 towards the prenatal packs. We're able to supply them with 34 packs. That's 34 more women that they can share the love of Jesus with. Darren is looking at doing ministry in all the jails in Cambodia. Okay? Think about this for a second. Cambodia is a real place. It has real jails. We can be a part of bringing the gospel to every single one of those jails. Yeah, man. This is incredible stuff. This is more than getting a new bike. You can spend money on a new bike. You can spend money on new clothes. You can spend money on bringing the gospel to every jail in Cambodia. It's incredible. They're going to do that by installing fish farms in the prisons there, as well as publicly teaching about the love and faith of Christ. And we're looking at trying to fund that first farm. We could be the ones part of that. Minico is hoping to expand the sewing center to multiply the number of women that she can have influence with. As you give to the general fund, as you give your tithes every month, we have these giving moments, you think, okay, man, 10%, that's a lot of money. But as you give that money to the general fund, as you release more and more of that, we'll be able to help her reach more and more Cambodian women who are currently stuck in poverty. Fifth, we're going to get more involved in our community. Pastor Christie has been looking for ways that we as a church can serve and bless Sylvan Lake. You know, 1913 Days is an annual event that happens every June here in Sylvan. And they're in need of tons of volunteers. And the volunteer serve isn't that heavy. It's like a four-hour sign-up on the weekend. And that's it. One four-hour sign-up. And it's pretty cool. Jennifer and I did the seniors dance. My goodness, those people, it was out of control. No, it wasn't. It was fantastic. We loved it. We had so much fun. But for whatever reason, it's hard for the town to find volunteers to do that work. Wouldn't it be fantastic if we could offer ourselves to be their servants? Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, what better people to serve this town than people who love Jesus and who love this town? We're like the best volunteers that they could possibly find. And as we do that, we'll have more opportunities to talk about our servant king, the Lord Jesus, and how he loves our town as well. Six, we're going to pray like we've never prayed before. I'm going to talk more about this next week, but man, I want to give you a sneak peek into something cool that's coming our way. I've talked with all the pastors, Sylvan Lake, and we're going to put forward a prayer initiative where we want to band all the believers in Sylvan Lake, so the Church of Sylvan Lake, whether that's here or Emerge or Memorial Presbyterian or Frontline or whatever, we come together as all the believers in Sylvan Lake and we pray 24/7 for our town for the 40 days leading up to Easter. This is a crazy goal, I know. How is this ever going to work? Well, we're going to have all the structures in place to accomplish this feat. The only thing missing will be the willing hearts of God's people just to sign up and pray. But can you imagine the difference we would experience in Sylvan Lake if we spent 40 days praying for it, asking the Lord to bless it, interceding for the many who don't know of God's incredible love yet? Can you imagine the lives of young people at H.J. Cody who would give their lives to Christ? Can you imagine the healing in marriages of these couples who one is working away 4 weeks out of five or something like this, and there's so much distance, lots of money, no relationship. Oh, the healing in that relationship. Can you imagine the direction the town will go if we are praying for it? I'm rather excited about this. And I want you to know more information is coming. Next week, we're going to lay it all a little more clear for you. But, oh, man, February 20th to March 30th, 40 days. I could talk about that all day, too. But anyways, and last, because we are God's people and called by his name, and because we are humbly open to his work in us, we're going to experience his presence like never before. And I believe that's what you want. I believe you don't want to come to church so you can be religious. I believe you are hungry for a supernatural interaction with the God of the universe. And I believe that as we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from his wicked ways, we are going to experience more of his presence. The space between us and God is going to get thinner and thinner. Our worship is going to get deeper and richer. The work of God is going to move forward with more power and freedom. There is nothing better than the presence of God. David writes, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his temple." His presence is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Because God loved us so much, he sent his one and only son and gave him the name Emmanuel, which means what? This is his desire to be with us. This is what I'm longing for and looking for this year. I want us to embrace the invitation to humble ourselves and pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. I want us to experience the attentive ear of God and his abundant forgiveness and healing across our land. And I want us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are God's people and we are called by his name. Let's close our time together here with some listening prayer. I hope the Spirit's been moving in your heart this morning through whatever, through the worship time. Beautiful, beautiful worship time. Thank you, team. The communion time. Michael, thanks for leading us in. Jesus, thank you for the gift of communion, for God's holy word that we can come to. Maybe he's been speaking to you in any one of those ways, and I would just like you to lean into that, not rush away from that. We believe Jesus is here and that he's alive, that he has things he wants to say to us. So we're going to be quiet and we're going to let Jesus be Jesus. He's not just the figurehead of this organization. He is the functional head of our lives, of our church. He's the boss. I'm not the boss. The elders aren't the boss. Jesus is the boss. So let's listen to him. He's the smartest guy in the room. He's the most strategic. He loves you the most. And he has things to say to each one of you. So let's be quiet and listen to Jesus together. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence here, that you're alive and you're with us. And Jesus, we want to hear from you. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. You are the comforter, the counselor, the guide. So we trust in you. Speak to us, for our hearts are listening. You know, maybe your identity has been confused lately. You've been listening to old voices past their due date. They've expired, but you're still listening to them. Man, do you need a deeper understanding of who you are in Jesus? Ask Jesus right now to show you what he thinks of you, how he identifies you. You know, maybe you think about these responsibilities of being called by God's name as an ambassador. And you look at your own life and you go, whew, I don't know if I've been representing Jesus super well lately. You can confess that to him. Ask him to point that out to you if there's some place in your life where you've not been a good ambassador. Then confess that, receive his forgiveness, ask him to help you moving forward. I mentioned those seven things that I kind of see God doing, and there's more. Sure, there's more. But maybe Jesus is inviting you to partner with him in his work. In one of those areas, two of those areas, just something we feel like Jesus is, something stirred in. He said, hey, do you want to come along? You want to go with me on this? I would just ask you to respond to his request with an obedient yes. Say, yes, Jesus, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I want to be a part of what you're doing, of your healing of the land. Lord Jesus, your grace is extravagant. We could never do anything on our own to earn your grace, to earn salvation. But you've poured it on us as a free gift, as an abundant gift. And then you invite us with thankful hearts to give cheerfully in return. So help us, Lord. Help us to live lives worthy of the calling that we've received. Thank you that we are your people, that we're called by your name. It's incredible. I don't know how I got so fortunate, but I will take it all. I love you so much. We love you so much. So glad we're your kids. In Jesus' name, amen.